We're going to keep in the basketball conversation. We're going to go from pro to amateur. We're going to go all the way down to high school. There's a huge, huge basketball tournament coming up this weekend here in the city of Rockford, put together by our guest, Matt Parker of the Rockford Public Schools. It's a Chicagoland Summer Showcase 1. There will be another one next week as well. But this is the first one. Some of the best schools in the area, much less the best schools in the country, coming here to Rockford for a chance to play in a basketball tournament, but also to showcase their abilities in front of a lot of top scouts. So we want to talk about this event and get people to head out there and watch some great talent in basketball, not only team-wise, but also individual-wise as well. So, Matt, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning.
So kind of give me that the quick genesis of this whole thing. We talked to you once before on the show about it, but just to remind people where the idea came from and why you did it and how it came together.
So really this came from NCAA rule change that occurred around this time last year. And it really stemmed from the shoe companies and the AAU programs becoming corrupt in a lot of ways, and the NCAA wanting to put these viewing periods for boys basketball, at least initially, back into the hands of what they're calling scholastic programs and facilities. So essentially run by high schools at high school facilities or junior college facilities to showcase student athletes, so Division I through all the way down through NAIA, JUCO, can come view kids that they're looking to recruit during these live periods. So once we found out about it and found out about the rules, which was around November, we started working on bids to host both weekends, and we got both weekends. So that's coming up here starting tomorrow and then running through the following weekend, June 28th through 30th.
Is Rockford the only city or area to bid on and get two weekends instead of just one?
There's one other location, but I think they're top 100 showcases, and I can't remember where it is, but there's four different formats that you could choose from, and one of the formats is a showcase format where you're basically inviting who you determine to be the top 100 prospects in your state. And there is one other state who has two prospect tournaments, but no other state that has two showcases, legitimate full-team high school tournaments in the whole country.
So why did you – well, one, why was it important to get two weekends? And two, why did you pick the format that you did?
Well, one, more opportunity for kids to be able to play both weekends in front of a variety of different college coaches. It also has a tremendous amount of economic impact for the Rockford community. This coming weekend and next weekend, the Rockford hotel scene is completely booked between our tournaments, the Puma Cup that's happening, as well as another tournament that's going to happen at the UW Sports Factory June 28th through 30th, which is a high-level girls AAU basketball program. So hotels are booked, which means lots of money is going to be spent in Rockford. And then what was part B, Alex?
Why did you pick the format that you picked? You said there was four different formats. Yeah. Why did you settle on the one that you did?
So again, format wise, it was more opportunity for all the kids in the program. What we didn't want to do was have a top 100 showcase where we only brought in high level Division I and Division II kids. We wanted all the kids to get viewed so that there's opportunity for student athletes to be looked at by junior colleges, NAIA Division III, along with the high-level Division II and Division I coaches.
Well, basketball, people talk a lot of times about, oh, this guy's going here and this guy's going there, but there are just thousands of basketball players in college every year when you look at Division I, II, and III and NAIA, and coaches have to get out there and they got to fill their rosters out. So just from that standpoint, I was reading through the notes that you sent out, and like there was one coach talked about a player, Ben Schweigler, I think, for one of the teams. He doesn't play AAU basketball. This is a big weekend for him to get in front of coaches because the kid plays a lot of baseball and volleyball and other sports. So, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I think you've got at least four of the top 150 prospects coming into the next 2 weeks, but sometimes kids, you know, fly under the radar. I don't think Fred VanVleet was a top 150 prospect, was he?
Well, that's debatable. Some people are saying no, and some people are saying yeah. I don't know that he was a top 150 in Illinois. I think he may have been a top 100.
Yeah, but again, it's
top 200. But
you're going to find nuggets of gold at these tournaments, right?
And for me, it's personal because I didn't play college basketball at the Division I level. I played at the time my school was a Division II NAIA, and now it's a Division III NCAA, and I still stay in touch with four or five of my teammates on a monthly basis, going to Boston this summer to one of my teammates' weddings. So for me, it's personal that our kids have opportunities, not just at the high Division I level, but at a university level where you can get your education paid for, at least your education partially paid for, and you meet lifelong friends and have a great basketball playing experience. And if you run these top 100 showcases, exactly what you're alluding to, Alex, those kids aren't going to get viewed.
Just kind of get run through a little bit quickly here. You've got 32 teams in the varsity big school this weekend we're talking about now, and I think it's like eight in the varsity small school, and there's also a freshman sophomore. And getting back to the big school, representatives from around this area, East, Guilford, Jefferson, Auburn, Christian, Rockford Christian, Harlem, Lutheran, I see Dixon and Beloit Memorial, among others. Kind of talk a little about some of the other, the quality of talent of teams and players that we'll be able to see as well, not beyond our own guys, but also from the area and from outside of the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, we have Archbishop Moeller coming in from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ferndale powerhouse coming out of the Detroit area in Michigan. Lima Senior coming out of Ohio as well. Brookfield Academy out of Milwaukee. Lamphere from down in the Springfield area. So there's a lot of big-time programs this first weekend, many of which finished either as state champions or as top four in the state. And so we're going to see a lot of big-time programs coming in. And then there's a lot of kids that are getting recruited. You know, Alex put together this nice spreadsheet. Logan Duncombe from Moeller is looking to be looked at by Ohio State, Winthrop, Miami. Davion Bradford from Melville, Arizona State, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas State, Missouri. So there's going to be a ton of Division I coaches here looking at these kids who, like you alluded to, are top 150 not only in the immediate Midwest area, but nationally ranked.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you can watch it, because I had a conversation earlier this week or last week with Roy Sackmaster, and you kind of put in two divisions. There's regular pools, and then there's these super pools, right?
Correct.
And so the first two games, you're going to be in pool play. And the thing is, even the regular pools are just loaded with good teams. There's like almost no bad teams. Right, if you're a bad team, you're not going to be hitting the road. Right? Madison La Follette, which is a really good program out of Wisconsin, is in a regular pool with Jefferson and Galesburg. And Galesburg's a really good program. So that's really good basketball right there. But then you've got Auburn. They're in a super pool with Bellevue West, who finished second in the state of Nebraska, and Evansville Bossy, who's got probably the highest-ranked player coming in for this first tournament, one of the top two in Kyron Powell. So, but if, let's say, Jefferson gets hot, wins their pool, does that mean for their final two games? Do they get bumped up to where they're playing super pool teams? How does that work?
So a little technicality there. So the pool play is actually three games. So they'll play a game Friday, they'll play two games Saturday in their pool, much like we're watching right now with the Women's World Cup and what maybe more people are familiar with the Men's World Cup soccer. So they'll play three games in their pool play, depending on how they play in their pool play. If they're not in a super pool already and they win their pool, they'll get bumped up into the super pool championship bracket. So we're actually going to have multiple champions throughout the weekend. We're going to have the super pool gold champion, a silver champion, a platinum champion, small school champion, freshman champion, sophomore champion. So we'll be giving out five or six trophies this weekend, depending on how people play and where they get bracketed. So what we really like about this is you're going to get a nice, as you said, challenging pool play against some teams that from how teams finished last year and how they're predicted to finish next year, as well as a very detailed survey that we sent out to all the coaches. You're going to get great pool play, and then theoretically you're going to bracket it into a bracketed pool play where you're going to continue to have a challenge, play your fourth game Sunday morning as the brackets begin, and then play out and potentially win a championship against schools that are of similar level to you.
How many games potentially could teams play?
This first weekend, seven.
Wow. I bring this up because if you're a Rockford Public School kid playing basketball, this next week's crazy. Because you have your Monday, your summer league tournament Monday and Tuesday, so those teams could play up to five games. So, you know, a Jefferson, Auburn, or East kid, it could play as many as 19 games in the next, in the next 12 days.
Over the next 2 weeks, and then you put on top of that that a lot of teams like East, for example, they were at the Wisconsin University camp over the previous weekend, so last weekend. And so they played four games, I believe, up at UW-Madison. So yeah, this is the time of year where you're trying to get as much out of your contact days as possible, depending on where your state high school association regulations are. So I know, at least for myself as a head coach, I very much welcomed these types of situations because you find out what your deficiencies are and what you need to work on getting ready for the actual high school season starting in November.
A couple of quick questions, Matt. Action begins tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, correct? And it runs Saturday and Sunday?
Yes. NCAA rules say we may start at 6 o'clock, so we'll start games at 6 o'clock at Rock Valley College, running all four courts all weekend, and Guilford High School running all four courts all weekend. And the rules also state we have to be done by 4 p.m. on Sunday. So we'll start back up Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and we'll start back up Sunday morning at 10:30, and we'll be running all eight courts all weekend until teams are whittled down and we have several champions. Just a note, the second weekend is actually shaping up to be already twice as big. So we have 60 teams this weekend. Currently, we just crossed the 100 team mark, and registrations are still pouring in. So the following weekend obviously is going to require at least four facilities. And so we're excited about this weekend, but we're even more excited about the following.
And what time will be the championship games? Will they all be at the same time at the different levels?
Yeah, so the championship games will start in the between the 1:30 and the 2:50 time period on Sundays. On Sunday.
Okay. And ticket costs, and as it was a daily tickets, or is it like one ticket that gets you through all the whole weekend, or how does that work?
So you can buy a day pass, which is $10. You can buy a weekend pass, which is $25. So obviously $25, if you're going to watch basketball 3 days, is the way to go.
Sure. And the other question, too, I had, I'll ask Omar after that, but one other question I had, you mentioned we're talking about the top flight caliber players that we might see here, top rank players. With the scouting situation, is there a possibility we see some top name brand coaches walking through the halls of Rock Valley College and Guilford this weekend as well?
Yes, you will. You absolutely will. Both weekends. And we're intentionally not publishing what schools are coming. Just we've had some requests from coaches about just keeping things on the down low. But, yeah, it's been really fun seeing – emails coming in and registrations coming in for high-level Division I coaches and their staff registering, not only assistant coaches but the head coaches.
Well, I just had a couple more things. You mentioned, I think, in another conversation that, like, Sheboygan Lutheran, which jumped on board late for the small school, they're the Division V champions out of Wisconsin. They specifically came because coaches told them to. Wasn't that what you were saying?
Yes. Yeah, that's been we've had a number of calls with coaches, high school coaches, asking if they can get into our tournament because they've been told by Division I coaches, you need to come play here so we can come watch you.
And then we talk again about the big-name players, but, like, locally, Josh Osler is probably the best prospect maybe right now in the Nick 10, but he's not getting a lot of attention or notice, right? How big of a weekend is it for these Rockford kids who aren't playing in the big name Chicago things, right?
Well, you know, I think that it's perfect timing because of what Fred VanVleet has done in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks with the NBA playoff run and championship, and you know his story about how he's really had to fight for everything, and so certainly Rockford has been on the map with having high level players, but I think with this perfect storm and the fact that he wasn't heavily recruited, I think that certainly. Many Division I coaches have taken notice that, wait a second, we got some great players out of Rockford who may have been overlooked in the past, and we certainly don't want to make that mistake again.
Well, it's this weekend. It's the Chicagoland Summer Showcase games at Rock Valley College in Guilford this weekend starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Real quickly, is there a website people can go to get a schedule or anything like that?
Yeah, you can download the app, which is the easiest way to read all of the matchups and lineups and start times and locations, Chicagoland Summer Showcase at the App Store or on Google Play.
Okay.
And then we do have a website that has that information as well that Alex has done a nice job on putting together. And that also, if you type in Chicagoland Summer Showcase, it's going to come up. But I think the actual website is CSS Showcase Rockford.
All right, great stuff. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for taking time. We appreciate it. It's going to be a great event this weekend and next weekend here in Rockford. A great chance to see some great basketball. And we always appreciate your time and your efforts to promote the game of basketball as well as other sports here in the community. So thanks a lot, Matt. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day, guys. Thank you.